This is Kamla Bhatt. Today, my guest is Bridge Kothari, president of Planet Read and an Ashoka Fellow. Bridge is located in the San Francisco Bay Area, and recently Planet Read was in news because it got funding. It is one of the few non-governmental organizations that got funding from Google Philanthropy. Welcome to the show, Bridge.
Thank you.
So, Bridge, you're an adjunct professor at the Indian Institute of Management in Ahmedabad. You're the president of Planet Read, and you're also an Ashoka Fellow. You have a pretty full plate there.
Yeah, keeping busy, I guess.
You are doing something very interesting using a concept called same language subtitling, and you're trying to educate people, that is, people with low literacy. So before we go and talk about Planet Read, can we just clear the definition about literacy? You know, what does non-literacy mean or non-literate mean? What is low literacy and what is full literacy? If we can open up that black box called literacy, it'll help us.
So in India, basically, the literacy rate is about 65%. That's by the 2001 census. And the census, the way it's done is people go around home to home and ask who's literate and who's not. And anybody claiming to be literate is counted as literate. Now, a lot of people are counted as literate when they cannot actually read simple things, even like the headline of a newspaper. And so when we looked at this issue very carefully, we actually found that in India, there are today 290 million illiterate people, and there are about 400 million early literate people. And we call them early literate because these are people counted as literate by the census, but they actually cannot read the headline of a newspaper. So actually, if you look at the really literate people who are fully functionally literate, like maybe the listeners of this program, you'll probably find that there are only about 200 million people who can function in a fully literate manner. So we actually end up targeting, with our same language subtitling idea, the 400 million people who are very, very early literate.
And Planet Read was something that you started almost 10 years ago. You completed your education at Cornell, which is where you discovered the same language subtitling. Tell us a bit about same language subtitling and why is it so important for Planet Read today? How is it an important tool for Planet Read to spread literacy among this low literacy group that you've identified?
We looked at television as a medium, and we found that about 600 million people today have access to television. And half of the people who have access to television are actually our target group. These are the early literate people. They tend to be poor, but they have saved up for television. And the content that they really like to watch on television is film song-based content or film-based content. So we said, why don't we just add the same language subtitles on every film song that's telecast on the national broadcaster. So in this very simple manner, you can actually give about 300, 400 million people reading practice on a weekly basis. So as they hear these songs, they also sing along word to word. So what they hear is exactly what they read at the same time. So it's actually karaoke on one film song.
And how effective have you been in India? Because you've got 10 years timeline to look at your research, collect data, and find out how effective has this experiment of yours been.
So we set up a baseline of about 13,000 people whose reading abilities we measured in 2002. And then we went back after a year in 2003 and re-measured the reading ability, the same person with the exact same test. And we basically found that people who tended to watch the programs or liked to watch the programs with subtitling, their reading improvement was significantly faster than the group that actually didn't like the program. Now, to simplify it a bit, basically we can claim that roughly 3 to 5 years of exposure to songs with the subtitles will actually transition a person who is a very early literate person who cannot read the headline of a newspaper to somebody who will actually be able to read a newspaper in roughly 3 to 5 years. So that's been the success. And when we think about it, it's a small intervention that actually reaches 300 to 400 million people. Now, that kind of reading over 3 to 5 years, that's a huge transition. The advantage of this approach is that most government initiatives actually focus on transitioning the illiterate people to very early levels of literacy. But then they stop there, and many of them actually relapse into illiteracy. So when we come in, we actually end up complementing what other agencies have already done and make reading a lifelong process for, 200 to 400 million.
When did you first start this program, Bridge?
So we first implemented this on national television in 1999 in Gujarat. Prior to that, we had done some village and slum studies to actually prove that this works. So after 1999, one year of subtitling on Doordarshan Gujarat, and the results were quite impressive. So then we convinced the national broadcaster to actually put it on a Hindi film song program in 2002. That was Chitrahar, a very popular program of Hindi film songs. And that experiment went on for a couple of years, and that was hugely successful. So then we transitioned in 2003 to Rangoli, another film song program. And so on, we started adding in Andhra Pradesh, in Maharashtra, in Karnataka, in Tamil Nadu, in Orissa now, and West Bengal as well, and including Punjab now. So we've basically been able to scale up this idea on roughly 10 programs in 10 languages nationally, and this was done most recently in 2006 with the help of this Google grant that we won.
And between 2003 and 2006, this was the time you relocated to the Bay Area, studied at Stanford, which is when I think you started Planet Read, U.S. arm?
You know, we were already on national TV on one program and one or two regional language programs when I got this fellowship at Stanford in the Reuters Digital Vision Fellowship Program. And during that period is when we decided that if this idea really has to grow in India and has to spread to other countries, it really needs an institutional home. So we created Planet Read as a not-for-profit 501c3 organization registered in California with a counterpart registered in India, Planet Read India. And our model is that programs would come from all over the world to our subtitling facilities in India. They would be subtitled in any language and then sent back to that facility anywhere in the world for retelecast. That's what we hope to do with Planet Read, established in California.
You also have a for-profit part of Planet Read, which is DesiLassi.com.
Right.
Can you tell us
right.
a bit about DesiLassi and what does DesiLassi do? Because the songs that you translate for DesiLassi, I guess, is pulled into Planet Read.
Right. So what we looked at was trying to find revenue generation streams for Planet Read. Even though it's a not-for-profit, it can still make some revenue from some sources and then put it back into literacy. So our idea was that if we're already subtitling 50 to 100 songs a week in India in the same language, our idea was that if you put it on the net, this would then become accessible to the larger Indian diaspora all over the world, which is generally a wealthy diaspora that can actually give some revenue back by enjoying these songs online. So the idea was that we would then put these songs not only with the same language subtitles, we would also add subtitles in English translation and Roman script transliteration. So anybody who even doesn't speak the language should be able to read along and sing along and also know the meaning of the songs that we're putting up on television in India, but they'll be available on the net. So DesiLassi.com is a recent initiative that was created to generate revenue for Planet Read.
I know you're not in a position to disclose how much Google gave you, but I guess it must be a sizable amount because anything Google does is always in sizable, you know, it's never small.
I think the important thing is that, well, that we have Google as a partner, because Google's partnership is, as everyone will recognize, more than just the money that they give. And the entire package becomes really sizable because when Google started supporting Planet Read, basically a lot of people in the world, you know, started contacting us knowing about this idea. And the most important thing for us is that actually now Google can help us take this idea to other countries. For example, they launched recently a literacy portal, and the idea behind that is that organizations around the world will learn from each other's best practices and then hopefully we enter into partnerships to take the idea into different countries. And Sanitary does want to take same language subtitling to countries in Africa, countries in Latin America, and elsewhere in the world.
How is Google helping you? One you mentioned is that they have a literacy initiative. How, in what other ways is Google helping you?
So Google also has a program for, it's called an advertising grant, basically to spread the word about not-for-profit. So we do get that grant from Google as well, which allows us to spread the word on about Planet Read. Google has, of course, contributed, money to the project to scale it up in India. And hopefully in the next couple of years, we'll have a continuing partnership to take it to other countries as well.
Planet Read India operation is doing quite a bit of work in Pondicherry, which is where you grew up.
Right.
And funnily enough, you don't speak Tamil.
Oh, it's been one of my biggest regrets. But maybe we have a project now, which is called BookBox. It actually allows you to learn languages depending on what you know. So, for example, BookBox was created to take reading to children, but it's also a language learning tool where if you know one language, so if I know, for example, Hindi, I could read along the stories in Hindi and look at the Tamil translation below, or flip it where I could read the same story and hear along in Tamil and read the Hindi translations below. So hopefully that tool will help me as well.
So you plan to learn Tamil?
I do. It's one of my lifetime goals. I will get there, I know.
You actually started same language subtitling in order to learn Spanish when you were at Cornell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How good is your Spanish?
So my Spanish is better than certainly my Tamil. but no, it's pretty good because actually I worked for 2 years in Ecuador. And my doctoral research was conducted there. So, but before stepping into Ecuador, I was trying to learn Spanish, and we used to watch the Spanish films, and they all came with English subtitles. So that's when I kind of hit upon this idea that, oh, if they only had Spanish subtitles on Spanish films, people would learn the language better. And then, of course, it became an extension into trying to do it for literacy in India. So to answer your question specifically, my Spanish is pretty good because I practiced for 2 years in Ecuador.
Excellent. Bridge, what are the future plans that you have for Planet Read? It is no longer confined just to spread literacy in India. You now have a global platform. What are some of the plans you have in your pipeline?
For Planet Read, one of the major goals is that to take it to other countries. There are a lot of countries that could benefit from this, including the United States, actually. There are enough pockets here that are low reading, but they love to watch songs, hip-hop, or other genres. We could easily add same language subtitling to some of these song-based programs that people love to watch in any country. So that's one major goal. The other major goal that we have at Planet Read is to not just look at film songs, but also look at folk songs. And some of the examples or models of folk songs that we've created with same language subtitling are, for example, available on Google Video. If you just search for Planet Read, you'll get all of these songs. There, the idea is that we would like to become a contributor not just for literacy, but also cultural conservation, and give folk artists an outlet for their creativity that both contributes to cultural conservation and reading and literacy. So that's one major goal we have. The third goal we have is language conservation. And in this scenario, the BookBox initiative is something that I would like to mention a little bit. Is, for example, BookBox takes the idea of same language subtitling and applies it to children's cartoons. And that can give a lot of children reading practice. But what we have in that BookBox model is the ability to basically take the content that's created first in English and then create the same content in any other language. So language conservation becomes possible. And I'll give you an example. There was a student at University of Texas in Austin who wanted some of our BookBox stories in Chapino, And Chatino is spoken, I was told, by about 35,000 people in Mexico. Now, no publishing industry, no media industry will serve that kind of a small population for any language. But we were able to, for example, take our existing story and actually turn it into a Chatino story. And the way we did that was we told the student to actually do the translation from English and then do the narration at her end and then send us those files. And then we pieced it together, and sure enough, today there's a story available in Chatino on BookBox. So that's a great model where we can actually serve smaller populations speaking their native tongues and languages that the industry will not serve.
That's such a wonderful initiative because I read somewhere that every year quite a few languages are quietly dying because the number of people who can speak is fast deteriorating.
Exactly. And more so, languages are getting extinct at a really alarming rate. And there's a site that actually documents some of this, which is the Ethnologue site. I think it's ethnologue.org or something. But it is really a big problem, and media and industry, the publishing industry, have not been able to solve that or contribute to it. So Planet Read is very serious about this goal, is to make reading material available to people in their language, no matter how small the number of people who speak that language. And we're able to do that because we're not controlled, or we're not driven by what's the print run for that small group or not. Does the market support it or not? Because our whole technology is such that at a very marginal cost, we can just serve any language.
Your tagline sums it all up, remixing the web for social change, a small change for colossal gains in literacy. I think it's really wonderful what Planet Read is doing. And before we sign off, Planet Read, if people want to intern, they can intern at Planet Read, right?
Right, they can. Actually, we've had some really successful interns from Brown University and other parts of Europe who have spent 2-3 months with us in Pondicherry.
How would somebody apply for their internship, Bridge?
Right. To info@planetread.org, and somebody from our organization will get in touch, ask for the CV, and usually the way it works is that people come to Pondicherry, and then we try to host them locally, and if they have skill set that matches our needs, then it's a good internship. So it's not a given that everybody who's interested will become an intern, but we make every effort to consider every case and see if there's a good match.
Wonderful. And it was a pleasure to speak with you today, Bridge. And it's really amazing what a very small thing like same language subtitling can do to help the literacy rate in the world. Thank you so much for your time, Bridge.
Thanks, Kamala.
You were listening to Bridge Kothari, president of Planet Read and an Ashoka Fellow. This is Kamala Bhatt, and thank you for tuning in.